Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am kicking off today with Chris Vermeulen, founder of The Technical Traders, which I will post a link to below so you can find out more about that trading service. And Chris, we're going to start off with a broad comment regarding money flows into and out of, for that matter, safe havens balanced with some of the more risk-on equities. We've seen a bit of a reversal here in the last couple trading days. Yesterday, the U.S. markets had a good day. Precious metals moved down. That's been more or less the trend, at least for the precious metals, over the last couple weeks. However, it's generally just been choppy. I want to get your opinion, though. Do you think that that aggressive move into safe havens, which actually lasted quite a while, do you think that got a little overdone, a little bit too extended, and that's one of the major reasons why we're seeing a bit of a pullback in the metals, especially some of the metal stocks?
Yeah, well, yeah, they definitely had a really nice run. You look at GDXJ, went from, you know, $28 a share all the way up to almost $43, or just actually, yeah, $43 a share. So huge, huge run in metals and silver and miners and everything. You know, things can't go straight up like that on that trajectory. You look at the weekly chart, it was a pretty strong move. And the markets, they need to breathe, right? They'll rally, and then they need to pause and pull back and kind of shake investors and short-term traders out a bit. And then they'll go for another run up. And they most definitely got overdone. They hit some serious resistance areas on the chart from going back a year or two, and price reversed right at those levels. So, you know, the whole thing still looks extremely bullish, but they are still in a corrective phase. They're trying to digest the recent move. And the longer something goes sideways, the bigger the next move is going to be. So I really like the way that you look at gold miners and metals in general, how they're fading and falling sideways. And to me, it's building a really nice base to move higher.
Well, yeah, especially if they can just consolidate sideways, maybe even bottom out at the current level that, say, GDX is at, then that would provide a nice level, a nice base to bounce from again. But if we look at the current price, it's right around, let's say, 26, just above 26. That's been general support ever since the breakout really took hold, really since, let's say, mid-July or early July. What are your thoughts? A, do we break that 26 level? Or if we do break that 26 level, where does GDX go to next?
I feel like it's going to break down. And ideally, I would like it to break down because it is a really strong support level. And in order for the markets to be rejuvenated and have more buyers move in, you've got to shake out all the short-term traders and get those traders out of the market. So for us to break below that 26 or that 25 kind of 50 area, if we can break below that, it'll actually create a nice wave of panic selling. We saw a similar type of price action in GDX back in February, March, and April. It kind of put in a topping phase there, and then it started to break down, and it corrected for a couple of weeks, really kind of cleansing the market. And then we saw build a little launch pad and it took off. And ideally, I'd love to see that again. I would like to see GDX come down to that 25 area, maybe even 24. And from there, I think that would be a really prime washout low where the market's kind of cleansed and shook and everyone out. And then it's ready to rock and roll and take off again. And that's how the markets generally do. If the market holds above support here, it actually has not as strong as an upward vantage point to go forward from here. I like to see the market get cleansed. Everyone panics and everyone gets shaken out and it goes in the media and then it reverses and catches most people off guard. And that's the way the market tends to have the strongest moves. Just like we saw in April, May this year, I think we could see the same thing again.
Okay. And you know what? Still very much a natural correction because of just how quickly the market moved. But hey, you know what? There is that chance. It does seem like almost day after day that the metals seem to get bought back during the day, which is a very different environment than we had been seeing. Let's also look at another market where you see a trading opportunity. You shared this with me off mic. That deals with natural gas. So natural gas right now trading, let's say, just above $2, about $2.25. What do you think is the opportunity here? As natural gas has been, well, trending lower, but recently got a little bit of a bounce off that $2 level back in August.
Yeah, I really like natural gas a lot. In fact, you know, we caught that rally in August up into September, and then we got out just before it topped out and it sold back down, and we've been waiting for another cycle low. Because I'm bullish on natural gas going into the winter. Farmer's Almanac looks really bullish for a cold year, lots of snow. We're at long-term support zones. And so I really like the way that natural gas has been moving. And in the last week and a half, we've had our intermediate cycle put in a major bottom. And so price of natural gas right now is showing signs. We're getting a couple strong pops here in the last week and a half. It's trying to find a bottom. And it's building a very similar type of bottoming formation that we saw in August. And I think it could be off to the races for 2 or 3 weeks once it does start to break out here. So I'm really liking natural gas. I think we could go up and see the recent highs we saw in September again. And I think we could actually break above that over time and actually extend and go quite high this winter.
Now, is this a barometer, too, on maybe a little bit of economic recovery here? Or is this just simply a trade and playing kind of the seasonal factors, too?
Yeah, this has nothing to do with really the economics or recession or strength of the economy, because I don't really follow that too much. So the main thing here is the price action is bullish. Cycles have bottomed. They're pointing to the natural bias for natural gas should be higher. We're going into cold season. So this is more of a trade based on technicals, seasonality, just looking for higher price action from here.
All right. Now, just as a general takeaway, though, Chris, are you finding that you're being a little bit more cautious when it comes to some of your trades? Or is this recent volatility and even pullback in some of the major markets that was bought back pretty quickly and now they're all near all-time highs again, are you getting even more aggressive?
I am a very cautious trader. The fewer trades I need to take, the better. And that I know it goes against a lot of what other people think. So many people argue and they say, well, I need more trades. Give us more trades. I'm like, well, we can do the same return with fewer trades and less risk. Like, you don't need to be in the market all the time. So I sit back with a very conservative view. I don't mind missing trades, moves in the markets, breakouts if they run without me. Yeah, I wish I caught them, but I wait for the setups. I really want as few trades as possible, and I want to just try and catch these clean breakouts and run to new highs or to new lows in the market when I see them. So the volatility here does definitely add a little more risk. We've had lots of volatility in August. The last week and a half, we've seen big volatility in stocks and the indexes once again. So yeah, it does add a little extra caution just because the market can swing 1 or 3% within a couple of days. So definitely kind of scale down the position sizing and just take on some trades as they happen. And once we break out into some new larger patterns, which my cycle analysis is showing a potentially very large sell-off in the S&P 500 over the next month, month and a half, topping out and starting a correction, that could be something really interesting that I've been waiting and looking for on the charts for many months. So there's going to be some big trends happening, but right now we're seeing just a lot of money shifting from risk on to risk off, and everything's kind of taking a breather within their trends.
So when you say a big sell-off coming in the S&P, is this the start of what everyone's saying is a recession right around the corner, or is this just another almost natural pullback in what we have been seeing? Also, more importantly, would that pullback break some of these recent lows that we put in?
Yeah, this pullback, if it plays out the way that my charts and analysis are pointing to, it's actually going to be something a lot like last October, which went all the way through to December, that very, very big market crash and sell-off. I have that type of momentum building back into this play. So it could get really ugly. We could go back and down and test the December lows. And if we break those, I mean, we'd technically be in a bear market based on all my analysis. So I'm not saying that's going to happen. It feels like it's only a month away, or maybe not even a month from a market top. I think we could see new highs in the indexes, but they're going to be nominal. We see a minor new high, and then we always see a big sell-off take suit right after. So I'm very cautious here. I'm really excited for a market crash because huge money can be made. The market crashes, you know, seven times faster than it rises. So you can make the same amount of money in a seventh of the time. So I'm really excited for it. Should be good for precious metals, safe havens. There's going to be some big stuff going on, but I mean, this could be the big one starting, but we really got to take it 1 week at a time, one chart pattern at a time. We follow the markets. I don't try to pick tops. I will get in suit when the market starts to roll over. I will get short with it and let the market fall, but I'm not out to pick tops in the market.
All right. But still, very interesting comments that it is common to see some sort of a sell-off, more aggressive sell-off after new highs are marginally just reached. And we are very close to some all-time highs for the S&P and the broad averages. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks for kicking off today with us. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And everybody, remember, click that link below to go follow along with Chris and the Technical Traders. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure.